Sit down, sit down. Did you deliver the address extremely well last night?
I decided to put a lot into it.
So I just have the feeling on that score. I think that we're great.
Moving in the right direction. Very good. You don't have to
interview me, then
you don't have any interview this year.
Tax.
Right. People are not going to say that.
They say
treasury is shut. Treasury is shut. Treasury is also shut. A business.
The direct portfolio.
This being the where we have, frankly, is a naughty problem that faces one simple thing problem that we hope that God will pass, and that's in the controls business. It's tough for you and it's tough for Sean. Terrible. But the point is that we've got to make a decision, we've got to figure it out.
Identified some good people out of your supporters.
I know.
Which is very good.
Nevertheless, it's because of you, it's not because of me.
Very good fellow in the Treasury, and Simon, who...
Oh, sure, he doesn't.
John Dunlop has a... the world's best dealer with labor.
He's great. Yeah, but I can't call him up, because I call you up and say, you go up and do the Georgia, there are just so many areas of this sort that you're indispensable. Now, the energy thing, I do think, should be put off into a, upgraded into whatever we call it, a czar, or whatever you can, and get it out with Treasury, of course, like very important role in it. But more, you know, there's just painting to get at it. State wants to get its fingers in it. Francis got his fingers in it. And it's very, very difficult to handle. Because of time, and the Congress is a problem. And they got to send us a bill down there. And the charges are and so forth. That's the only thing that I think that's the problem. But it seems to me that another thing too is that you've been traveling the whole world doing everything in these areas and doing them awfully well. But I can say that he's calling now, so he wants to know now.
I can call him back. It's about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, John, I'll call back, see where you are.
But George Lee, your old friend who you are, I'm sure you Ken, you're indispensable. You really are. You're indispensable in the trade, you're indispensable in the tax field, and in the economic field, frankly, you're indispensable for another reason. Because your philosophy is the same as mine. And we just got to find ways. Worm our way out of this damn box that we're in. I know what this was. I did it with no stomach at all. I gave the appearance of stomach, but I didn't have it before. And we can do it. Now, as far as the testifying is concerned, and have Dunlop testify. You know what I mean? You can work that out. I don't see any reason why you have to go up there and do the thing. Maybe we have to make a change like that. But look, you're a shrewd operator, George. You have harder than that. You're kind. Now, let's take another thing. Where you've got the year of your coming up. George, that year is going to be primarily about trade. And who am I going to Arthur? You see the whole broad picture better than anybody else. They know you do, and we've got some trade things in the Russian package, which you, of course, see the trade, taxes, leaving out all the other things in the treasury, the advisor in these fields, energy, and so forth. Not only advisor to play harder, is consistent with the others and will not overburden the treasury. And then, of course, on wage and price, it really gets down to the point that I've got to have somebody around here who believes as I do and who is smart enough to stand up against some large associations, who is smart enough to, and practical enough to help so Dunlop can bounce the ideas off of him. Because there's nobody else in the church, I'm sure. I know this government. There is nobody else. Dan can't do it. Brennan can't do it. I must add, the handling of labor. The handling of labor, anybody else can do it, George. There isn't anybody else. Mel there knows me well, but he doesn't know the others well. You know them all. And I really feel
I'll give you an idea of the way this thing happened. A week ago today, I'm over in Paris, and I'm doing a university speech at the press conference. And the first question is, today in Washington we're going to do something about the value of the dollar. And what's your comment? I said, well, I
don't.
We're those who have sold the dollar for, we're going to do something about the value of the dollar, which, of course, in that context means intervention.
Well, let me try.
My comment, I said, well, I don't have any comment on something that somebody quotes that I've never saw. I don't know whether you're quoting it accurately.
Let me try to know something that Larry probably didn't know. He got an L there and gave him, my impression, gave him help for that. Mel will take program. He's hard to handle. He'll take program when he has to control it. But he got help for that press conference. He did not only get for that, he got for some other things that were difficult. Because Mel basically is a man that likes power. He reaches.
You see, more powerful. He's a good man. I admire him. He
all
doesn't have to
it.
Do it.
All for it, but he doesn't know enough about whether or not he wants to be. He doesn't know any more about it than I do, which is darn
well. Well, he doesn't know what the debate is about intervention. And if you say you're going to do something about the value of a dollar, that means the people of the U.S. government are going to
I can assure you, none of that's going to happen because we're going to have this small meeting. We're going to meet together. You see, here to here, it's about the he's a great guy, and Hay will not get in the substance if he can help you in life. He should. But you've got Kissinger and international. Let him be on that. You let Mel, domestic council, working with COVID. Trust me. You'll have Haro doing a great thing. Just sort of floating around, coming in very, because wise comments from time to time. You will have edge, and that's it. Now, but we've all got to sit down and work these out together. Now, actual program of these folks, I've talked to him occasionally, some of this type of stuff and so forth. He's right about vetoes, in my opinion. He's wrong in terms of the rigidity with which he sends, the rigidity with which he talks to our own friends. Regard to working out a strategy that might avoid a veto. That's where we have the problem with that issue. And also, here you've got an enormous ally in Haro. Haro talked to me this morning. He said, we cannot have the Bureau of the Budget making the policy decisions for this kind of government. It's absolutely right. We're not going to make the policy decisions. It cannot be done. They influence, of course. And so, where are they made? Well, they're made, obviously, in the departments. And as far as the White House comes into it, they're made through our domestic council input, whatever it may be. But you see, George, you're the leading economic man in the whole damn cabinet. Nobody else has got your brains. Nobody else has got your guts. No. I'm putting your leg. I know those people. They're not even in your lead. They're all nice people. Well, there's a nice fellow dance, a nice fellow friend, a nice fellow. That little Ranger over there, he's a pleasant little guy. And so on down the line. But each of them either is parochial or basically just doesn't happen. In terms, they are right for what they're doing, but they don't have the scope, the understanding, the breadth you've got. And I think it would be a great goal for the people around the country. My friend. I mean, my, frankly, ideological friends would say, George Shultz is gone. So I just see you've got to say, at this time, if you will, I feel you should say, as a matter of fact, George, I think you should say, give me a chance to work this damn thing out. Because I have plans. I had a long talk with Alex from the time. And I told him my own concerns. And we got Harlow in and picked him up. I think, as a matter of fact, unless you disagree, that if we could get Scranton into this administration, we'd be good due to the fact, not that he is particularly of our loyal in the sense of ideological or otherwise, but Scranton has a great believability and credibility among governors, among political leaders, among the press and the rest, and he
like it. It's a very likable thought. He is I see, I've watched you operate, and I have my admiration for your command leadership. It just goes up and up. He doesn't have that kind of...
He may have had a ghost, or people, I've talked to people that knew him when he was governor. They said it was amazing. It was a strong, very good governor. But the trouble with him is his wife. Which is the trouble with most of us. And Mary, of course, is so strong that she makes him like mama's boy. And he also had a very strong mother. You know,
I didn't. I was surprised that he was picked for this energy job because I didn't have any feeling that he either had the knowledge of the subject or the
intellect.
He has a great deal of interesting subject.
He has a great deal of knowledge in coal and oil. He traveled extensively from the Mideast, and he's quite well familiar with that whole problem. And but above everything else, he's got an enormous, a very significant administrative company. Now understand, he would have to have, he's just going to have to sit on top of that damn pile. The other people, Simon, who's doing Morton, whoever they got in the state, the bulk, all the experts, you know, got to do the job. We all know how these things are. Somebody else has got to go out and sell the job. It's a selling of the job at the program.
We have no bureaucratic interest in the Treasury.
I know, of course.
We're not involved.
We're not even supposed to be.
And we're glad to let somebody else do it. We've been doing it because nobody else has been doing it. In terms of economics, of course, it is, I think, primarily an economic problem. It's all about prices and supply responses and stuff like that.
But I would add an awful lot of homeownership.
Well, and with the environment, what will it
be? You take, for example, the Alaska pipelines politics, the whole Middle East is international politics, and otherwise, I agree.
Right.
It has to do with taxes. It has to do with, the government. And that's where it's going. You take Rogers Martin. He thinks it belongs over in the interior because they got it all killed. You take it. And then, of course, the other thing that it belongs in the Atomic Energy Commission because of nuclear.
Sure.
They're all.
I think the organizational proposal is pretty good to have.
The new one?
Energy research group, including atomic.
And they should make it
good.
And put more money in it.
That's one of the things I got so mad at Ash. When the first energy message went, when he got that cut out.
Well, there's one thing I'm going to relay on, George, and as you know, I mean, it's hard times, the war is over. But when I was spoken on air at that floor of the Captain Institute, I spoke to several faculties about the trees. I just want you to spread it around. Don't put it all in the MIT. You know? I know they're best. I know Stanford's best. I know Chicago's best. But maybe Florida Tech, they seem to be, rather bright people. They weren't morons. I mean, they might discover something. That's all I'm trying to get at. So, and I'll tell Ash, that mouse got to go up to White River, wherever it is. I want you to tell them that. Remember, you discussed that about the.
Persuasive.
No, I'm pretty well. I know you might have made up, but let me tell you. let me work the damn thing out. And in fact, I got a lot of work to do with some other people. I've got to work. I've got to get some help from Harlow. See, Harlow will restrain Laird, too. Laird is a huge, is an enormous property. But he's like a runaway hedge. You've got to restrain him. Laird will be effective, but he'll follow the fine distance. And he's effective. But Laird will balance him off. You'll find dealing with him. And he should be a lot better around here than the Laird. So you don't have anybody now. It's you versus him. That's no good. That's valid. Those fights are not unusual.
No, I don't fight.
I
had a good relationship with Earl Smith and Parliament. I just told him my position. Somebody cares a lot about it. willing to give up something, as I said.
That's putting it like that. Terms of the law, especially if you understand, not enough. The way you can show you can care is from the inside for the people that got there, which I would like him to have done, and not from the outside doing something there. You've got to do it from the inside. George, I know so many people that if I just get out and approve something, doesn't prove nothing. It's a one day left.
But I'm sure that
I know,
but at least it's the, you know,
No, sir. And it'd be a very great blow at the waiting price of Joseph. So you leave and aren't the first criticized. But we can't have that, George. We've got to have a feeling of some confidence and stability at this time. Let me put it this way, so we get a little bit better time frame. I need a week's rest on the fresh end of the season. We're down to the fresh. And could we say that you come? Arthur can't have it all one way. He can't win every time either.
Lost on gold, it's a new line now. Lost on gas a month and later. Kind of like shipping is about quite true. Labor savings down in your cost of inflation.
There's nothing to do with it, whatever.
You can't win.
Nothing.
Well, and right now, the tourism teachers might turn out to be very reasonable. Autos, you don't have to worry about
it. It's in the bag, that's the formula. They've had a formula since 1948, and they're going to have it again. They have 3% increment plus the cost of living. So it's lying in the guidelines, and they always put some fringes on it each year, but basically there's no problem there. The post office is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
That's coming up, and that's always a difficult one.
Now, let me ask you too, between now and the 9th, George, if you could do the best of shooting these things up, you know what I mean? Get as much confidence as you could while we're doing it. I would appreciate it. This is a time that would be very bad and have to be the whole administration and all disagree. I know it is. We know that. But that's one of the costs of having to act.
Okay,
I'll talk to Al and have you talk to you. Meantime, get out to the place and transfer your phone.
No, it's a nice day. I've got half a mile to go out this afternoon.
Why don't you do it?
Call up my friend George Meehan and say it's great.
That's great.
It's a nice day. It's the first nice day we've had in a long while.
No, it's not too. I just did diplomatic credentials. Africans named Apollo Lees, 1800.
Well, good luck to Mr. Brezhnev. It's a great, well, you're coming. It's a great thing that you're
coming to the Monday dinner.
Yes, of course.
And we're only going down to you as head. So no matter if you're bus, not your head.
Maybe you could have bus for the reason that you've been. So,
yeah,
if we've been in the front, we want to put it. And also, business things.